Why did you?
Should we play it back?
That was a recording.
Okay, but should we play this back then? Sound test. Oh wait.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 116.
Oh my god! Next week is Halo episode.
It is. Yeah.
My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
And I'm TJ.
Welcome to the show.
This is a good one, great.
That's pretty funny, yeah. Yeah, okay, so hello.
I had a beer.
Oh, it's over there. On the TV, next to the TV.
I had a beer.
That's what I was thinking when you said that.
Wow, that's a meta inside joke. That's like a total you had to be there, so don't even worry, because we're not telling the story.
I'll find the sound clip. Oh, wait, we didn't record it.
No, there was no sound clip. It was us like going through the border.
We could post that as an article.
It's so iconic that we recorded it.
No.
We listened back to it many times, but no.
It was like a post-recording.
Buddy, it was on like our drive
Sunday morning
home.
Joke.
I know where it was. But it's something that's been repeated so many times, it's like we listened to it.
Oh, right, yeah. I had a beer. That was a good one.
Beer.
Anyway. So yeah, we talk about television and movies and video games. And we just try and...
Are you explaining what our show is right now?
Yeah. I think
episode
we should start
116.
Doing that.
For all our new listeners.
So this is what we do. Podcast.
I don't know who just texted me.
I got a call too.
Turn your phone off.
Well, I need it for my notes.
Sound off, I
mean. Oh, shit, yeah. But, yeah. So, TJ, why don't you tell everyone what the show is?
Oh, okay. So, I guess...
What?
Today, we're going to talk about... I got two things on my list. Okay? Alone.
The top five?
In our top five, which Chad
the
is
fuck
totally.
Is the top five?
Chad's gonna wing it.
Spoil the
TJ,
top five.
TJ, bring it in.
Okay.
Remind me.
That's why you're always so quiet.
No.
You see a slouch?
I was trying to be comfortable.
Remind me of the thing that I forgot.
Okay.
This is TJ.
Hey, yeah, that's a good.
You probably still sound like you're next to the mic.
Well, I'm dead center, that's why, but. Hey,
it could be your bassy ass.
Maybe, you know what, Joe? I don't think that's a good point because.
What's my voice sound like to anybody else? Is it fucking annoying?
You crack.
I do crack a lot, but like, I hear TJ and it's like, that's TJ's voice, that's Joe's voice. What does my voice sound like?
It's, you know what? It's very vibrato, to be honest. It's like a low vibrato, like it vibrates.
Do I have a low voice?
Do I not have
a low voice. Do I actually? I feel like I'm trying to act low voice right now.
It's low voice with like mixed with like a hissy, like, whine.
You listen to the podcast.
That's true. That was fucking perfect. That's what I hear. That's what I hear coming out of my own ears. Like going into from my own ears.
I don't know if this is going to anger you or be good, but both Zach and Sahil have said you and Dan sound alike.
Dan.
You know that? Was it you that day where he was like, oh, Dan, I know it's fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
And it was you? So I was convinced.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, how?
I was like, are you serious? Like, this is me. I sound this much like Danny. He's like, fuck off, man. Stop being funny.
His oldest fucking online friend. He only knows Dan by voice.
Oh,
and he thought you were him.
I mean, we did meet on the same day.
He.
Sahil and.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were all in the same Halo game. And then we joined his, like, private party. And we fucking talked to him all night. And that's when we started talking to that guy.
Yeah. And he'll always get you confused now.
Oh, fuck.
But Zach said the same thing.
That's crazier.
Yeah.
That's crazier to me.
I was just like, Sahil's... He must be retarded, you know? Like, there's something wrong with him. But then Zach said it, and I was like, all right. Maybe there's some merit here.
He must be retarded. Anyway.
Yeah, so, okay. You want to know what we're doing? It's,
Tell me about the top five.
Yeah, top five.
Why did we get on such a tangent about...
I don't know.
Who cares? But TJ said top five, and you're like, yo, that sounds good. And I'm like, Oliver, list ready.
Yeah, you definitely jumped right on it.
Anyway, maybe I can jog your memory.
No, that's the thing. I do remember saying that.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was like
a metagame here?
Franchise enders. Like, oh, fuck, it's done. Oh, like, there's just no more.
That was such a good idea.
We should have put lists together for that. Oh, wait.
I'll have my list next week.
Well, no. TJ and I will discuss. I've got a couple.
No, fuck, I got some.
Off the cuff.
But I don't know. Yeah, when do you want to hit it? Like, movies? Was anyone watching movies?
I've seen.
So, wait, I gotta say.
Matrix.
Oh, you.
We're not doing franchise killers just yet.
Oh, no. Damn.
But, yeah, I feel like it's been wishy-washy, like, with what we cover, like, percentage of games, movies, TV. But I've been getting some feedback lately. The TV talk is kind of good for, like, actual shows.
People like it. Are you not talking about
like,
Alone?
Like, well, no, I'm not talking about Alone. I'm talking about, like, fucking
Alone
True Detective.
Show,
like, no, True Detective. What else is on right now that's important? I guess Daredevil. I don't know. TV's
fun. Bojack Horseman?
Well, Tom said the best episodes were our Game of Thrones talk episodes.
Because they're good episodes. That's good shit. That's
people
want to
hear about that.
Yeah.
So
what we think, what are our theories?
But we do break it down a lot.
Something, you know?
Yeah.
So is it like
yeah.
the quality of what is currently being offered to us? Is it movies, TV, or games? That's what gets the attention.
I think people just like hearing different theories on Game of Thrones. I'm still talking about Game of Thrones. That's why that's interesting.
It's the kind of show that makes you want to, you know, hear other theories, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of theories
like
to be had.
Your own idea, and then three guys talk about their ideas. Like, that's interesting.
There's some validation. There's some new ideas. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
okay.
do that with a lot of shows.
Well,
it's just Game of Thrones is
fucking podcast about Lost. That's where I got hooked.
So, in the spirit of that, we should have equal content, so people can get grabbed
yeah,
on. I guess.
I think.
Or does the quality like
it's driven by what's out there, right?
Right. Okay.
Like, if TV is strong, then so be it. If there's some good movies out there,
so you think it's quiet on the movie front? We haven't talked at all about like Jurassic World or Terminator. Like, fuck it, we didn't see it, so that's not what we talk about. Do we let the podcast determine what our interests are going to be? What like what movies we're going to see? Or do we just see the movies and then if we haven't seen any, it's because there's no fucking cool movies yet?
I feel like we missed 2 weeks from Jurassic World. I don't think I got to talk about it. I've seen it.
Oh, shit.
Let's just talk about it.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I got
to
watch the show.
You haven't seen
it
yet?
No,
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
I have no passion to talk about Jurassic World. Right?
And that's what drives the content.
Okay.
It's whatever we want to be talking about.
Because it's like 3 weeks
ago.
If you were like, tell me about Jurassic World, I'd be like, fuck, it was 3 weeks ago. Oh, it was good.
Okay.
You know, like it's just...
Well, sure. So I've been watching some movies, and I think I don't really need to talk about them after all that.
Crack
but
whiskey.
Yeah,
so crack it.
Oh, good. So crack it.
Hit it in my backpack.
What I've seen, I feel like we've already talked about, actually. So,
we're talking about movies, right?
I was talking about movies, yeah.
All the notes I have is for games. But
hold on.
No, but I
some notes here.
Okay. Well,
I watched
wait, Avengers no, 2 again, and honestly, like, it was a really enjoyable time. Like, just thinking about it, like, hey, that's Iron Man, and that's Captain America. And not, like, the movie Captain America, but, like, the idea of, well, the comic book characters are pretty popular. The fact that there's, like, the biggest movies out are these comic book movies.
No.
Dude, it's awesome. I went to two comic
like,
book stores over the weekend.
It's so crazy.
And I had, like, a renewed sense of, like, I want to find that piece. I want to get into comics and, like...
Well, I mean, as niche as they felt, I mean, myself and Jordan Robler, we collected comics in, like, grade 3. And... we felt like we were the minority, right? Like, so if it's two in every, like, grade 8 class people, two people out of the 30.
Sure.
What is that percentage?
You guys met by comic collection?
Six.
Pretty much, yeah,
seven.
Man. What is that percent?
6.5.
So 6%. 6% of, like, what we've always wanted, like, what we've, like, we're collecting in grade school, all of a sudden, it's popular everywhere. Like, to the fact that, like,
Hold on.
Biggest things in Hollywood
comics are not popular still. That's the good thing.
The characters. Spider-Man.
Okay.
Just the fact that we're getting these movies is crazy. How often does that happen? Where, like the coolest shit in, like, grade 3 to fucking 8 is now the coolest shit for 30-year-olds.
You know how you mentioned, like, everything is made for us?
Oh, come on. Yeah,
we're
everything's
like,
made for
we're
us.
Like the 30-year-old male.
There's two Walking Dead TV shows.
But here's the funny thing. When I was 20, everything was made for me. Shouldn't everything be made for 20-year-olds? I feel like they're just kind of along for the ride.
Well, no, I'm thinking like Varsity Blues was the movie like in high school, and now it's fucking Ant-Man.
There's still movies that are targeted towards fucking older audiences or younger audiences. We just don't listen to that shit.
Okay, but
our interest informed Hollywood, but I think it was like, it could have been three other subsets. Could have been action movies like in the 80s, you know, like fucking, or sports like, I don't know, fucking the last Boy Scout shit, like sports driven movies. The Program, another one. But it's nerd shit.
Okay.
Like, there's like I said, there's two Walking Dead TV shows.
I feel like what's popular out there
Game of Thrones.
Is aimed at us. Like, it's not even 20-year-olds, it's 30-year-olds.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck. I gotta turn that back on now.
But, everybody likes Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Everybody likes
Game of Thrones. Yeah, like a 20-year-old likes Game of Thrones.
Everybody.
I guess, yeah.
We just like it because we're 30. We just happen to
I'm not saying Game of Thrones is the proof that's correct. I'm saying just like, I don't know, everything that's in.
Everybody likes comics. Kids like comics. Like, kids nowadays like comics. They're not just aimed at 30-year-olds.
Comics is not even popular, in my opinion.
No, any superhero. Like, fucking Max had a Spider-Man at his birthday.
Yeah.
Everybody likes comic books. Everybody likes comic book heroes.
Well, Hollywood didn't, is what I'm saying. Like there's...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The biggest movies are our movies. Movies for us.
Just because somebody ended up doing it right. Comic book movies haven't been made in the past. Batman was made.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's just when somebody does it right, then it gets huge.
Whatever, but...
I don't know why I'm having this argument.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like we're both pushing in the same direction. Like, yeah, they're getting the best directors. They're getting the best fucking actors. Like, they're not B movies. They're the but biggest
just,
movies
I'm just Hollywood. Saying, like, you're saying they're aimed towards us, but I don't think they are. They're aimed towards whatever's going to make the most money, which is everybody.
Okay.
I just thought, as I got older, things would be less targeted towards me, and I'd be like, I don't like that shit. And maybe it's just me trying to be young and, like, liking things that young people like, but all the most popular shit...
I like the newest games to come out, but, yeah...
I played
Battlefield 4 the other night with a fucking 15-year-old. I was like, you weren't even alive when Lord of the Rings came out.
Yeah.
Like, they're aimed towards fucking everybody. Everybody plays games. Everybody watches them. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I'm glad I'm still interested. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Man.
Let's move on.
Welcome back.
We're not interested in like Welcome Black.
Do you want to talk about Alone or TV at all?
Yeah, fuck it. Alone is good.
Alright, let's jump to the there's our recap of the series finale.
Fuck it, just watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because no one has seen it, so watch the show.
Yeah, watch it and then put on all range mode that you're finally ready to talk about Alone and ask us questions about Alone. So we won't spoil or go into it, which I really thought we were gonna do. But I mean, I don't think we need to. I think you're right. Watch it and let us know if you wanna ask us questions or say, fuck this guy, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Good show, just check it out.
So games. I actually have items for games. Like news items.
Wow.
Speaking of which,
I found one huge thing today. Hold on.
Huge? Speaking of which, I miss Cumdown Wops. I miss Console Wars, man. What's going on?
There's nothing out.
No Console Wars. How many weeks in a row?
Well, very long time.
Probably five weeks.
When's the last time something sweet happened, though?
Well, Gamescom. Well, I guess we kind of touched on that.
Yeah, we talked about it separately, but yeah. I didn't compile it. I could have compiled it. You're right.
Hey,
I just kind of stopped.
I'm saying like, oh man, where's it been? I'm not saying like, hey, fuck off.
Cool.
Quit slacking, you fucking jerk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I should be compiling this shit, but I did find some dope fucking news this week.
All right, go.
One tidbit.
What's up?
You want to hear me first?
Yeah. Console Wars.
Oh, shit, I don't even know how I should start saying this.
Okay, jump in.
Look at that kick.
Here, jump in when you think like, okay, I'm about to bust out my own news. Okay?
What?
You said you're not ready. Oh, man, I'm not ready.
No, I'm saying like, I don't know how to go into this. I'm building this up.
All right, let's do it. Story. Let's hear. Okay, man.
Okay, so I think I talked to you guys before about how getting like cartridge-based consoles back
would
be the fucking craziest, most amazing thing in the world. One piece of news I read was from Nintendo filing a patent for the new NX to have no like optical disc drive. So in the new console, there will not be an optical disc drive. So discs gone. Okay, that's out.
Just like 3DS? Just little fucking SD cards?
Little like slot thing. But they had that they showed like in the outline that they drew like a I don't know, project fucking planner picture of this thing.
Where, how are you tapped into this?
It was on N4G.
Was there question marks at the end of every sentence?
This is
what it will look like. No. Question mark.
Oh, I know those ones you're talking about, but no, like these were the actual like patents.
This
like,
is what it'll look like.
Sent to a thing. It's honestly like a.
Do you remember the patents for Wii?
They
showed like a screen with a wave through it. That's the patent for someone fucking waving his hand. So stupid.
That's what. Really?
All of Nintendo's pads are so weird. It's just a screen with like a dot up to a circle, and it says Michikodemda.
Basically, all it shows, it shows a square, a single square, and inside it says like processor, like development, fucking whatever is inside a computer.
What'd you go to school for again? You must be fucked up.
Processor development. Development. You know that piece of fucking hardware development?
It's getting hot now that I turned the air conditioner off. We got 10 minutes. We're heating up. Where's my phone? Alright, go on.
Anyway, so, yeah, it shows the computer, everything inside a computer, and it has, like, game separate from the computer. So, that could possibly mean it's a fucking just cartridge. They're going back either like strictly digital or cartridge. So that forward and back.
Hold on, is an SD card a cartridge?
I would say so. Oh, if you make an N64 cartridge, but put one of those fucking SD cards inside of it.
Oh yeah.
And then like
just the plastic around.
Oh yeah, the mods that could exist.
Yeah.
3D printing like a case for the NX.
Exactly. Like just having
it's just an IP with patents, and like it's like that's the system, you can develop your own machines.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Dude, if it's an SD card, people will make projects where they'll take the insides of that and put it in an N64.
I mean, obviously they'll make it proprietary. Cool. It'll be built in. It won't just be an SD card.
Which is shitty.
Plastic. But like they'll make it look nice. It'll look like probably N64, like a huge proprietary chunk that only that system can read.
I imagine it's going to be small. They're just probably going practical. It's a pipe dream.
It is a pipe dream. Like, but if they came up.
What a cartridge
is? Going digital
it's an
only.
SD card with a giant.
We're going digital only,
plastic.
And if you want to go to the store and buy it, you get the nice big beautiful plastic case and a tiny little fucking chip, and put the chip in the system.
That's genius.
And all it does is install the game. That's what it's the install disc.
It's just a chunk of plastic, but on the inside is going to be a fucking download code. That's it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, that sucks. That would suck. But
it sucks.
It sucks. I want an actual fucking cartridge.
You want a chunky, like, right angle edges box to put into the machine.
If something Nintendo is in tune with, like for all the things that they're off the fucking wall about,
yeah,
they're in tune with what their core audience finds collectible, like amiibos, something physical. I feel like that's not far from like we should go back and make this fucking thing collectible.
The cartridges.
Yeah,
I love it. Like.
I don't know.
No, I'm right there with you, dude. No, I'm seriously right there with you. The like the cartridge is just like this big fucking like this the size of like a. Do you remember the cup like the plastic covers for like cases for Genesis games?
Oh my god!
It was like a 5-inch by 7-inch box. That's the fucking game. Just like a V, you have to stick it in like a fucking videotape. Just that'd be amazing. Just a huge box.
You think we could like?
Be absolutely amazing. It plays off tape.
Imagine we could manufacture like taking the guts of a Wii U or an X, putting it in a box, and converting games.
Yeah,
putting games on SD cards and fixing them to cartridges. That would be amazing. That would sell. There'd probably be like licensing issues.
I'll delete this entire
file. Yeah, we figured it out.
We've already got the patent, so don't even bother.
That's true. If we, oh my god.
Hey, so this another thing. Halo, Big Team, not available at launch.
What?
Big Team 16 battle or like whatever.
The Warzone?
Yeah.
Not available.
Big Team battle.
At launch.
Not available at launch. So I mean, says so does, says Microsoft.
Does Master Chief Collection even work online yet?
It does now, finally.
It does?
Yeah.
Since how long ago? Like how far am I
out? I don't know. I turned it off for 3 months and then tried it recently.
Oh.
So I kind of wish Dan was here for this, but yeah, the last two pieces of news you get from that game is...
Warzone was like the Battlefield
no split screen. No split screen and and no big team battle.
That's what they were pushing launch. For multiplayer.
Yeah, like on team? IGN they were saying... you know, like, it's weird that I'm going to buy Halo and not have available, like, 16v16 Capture the Flag.
Wow.
It's just not available. It's not part of the game yet.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah.
That IGN's talking about it?
Yeah, it's not available at launch.
That's fucking crazy.
This is an N4G, motherfucker. This is the big show.
Yeah.
It's but yeah, CBC. So, like, so was the HD lag on fucking Mario Maker, by the way.
I thought that was a joke.
It's not a joke.
I thought that was a clever joke. I laughed at that. Like, oh, good joke.
I know. I know that you think it was a joke, but...
I know that you were partially serious, but I was like...
They've made
games for 3 years now.
Yeah, but they... one IGN guy made like a level for... HD. He made a level for another IGN person to play, and then they filmed it. And the guy, like, walked immediately into the fucking enemy. Like, he was jumping around weird, like, late jumps. Like, you don't really know what the time's going to be. And then he just walked into an enemy. And he's like, oh, there's a bit of fucking lag here, buddy.
Okay, lag and HD lag are two different things, though. It's not HD lag. It's got to be lag from the game.
NES Remix had HD lag.
NES Remix had HD lag.
Yeah. And anytime you play, like, an emulated version of an old NES game...
Emulated versions are fine, but, like, they should be rebuilding these things. It could take 5 minutes. You pay a college student $5 to spend 5 minutes and remake Mario 1.
Yeah, okay. So that's
ground up. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Ground up. $5.
People do that as projects. Like, I'm not Mario 1, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? Any interesting thing I see on the internet, I'm like, these guys must be in college. That must be, like, their, like, fucking homework. Make this video.
Yeah.
Or, like, make like the Photoshop fucking... Oh, it's celebrities that look like fucking fruit. And they'll, like, Photoshop, like, perfect fruit heads on celebrities and shit. Just the stupidest thing. And there's a whole collection of them. And you're just like, that has to be, like, some school, like, project. Like, okay, grab a fruit and a fucking celebrity and mix them Photoshop. That's your fucking, your midterm.
I'm sure it's where a lot of it comes from.
I know it is. It's got to be. All the little fucking video, whatever. But yeah, so TJ, representing yourself and Dan.
Okay.
I'm also a huge Halo fan.
Okay. So I mean, that's...
You're a bigger fan than I am.
That's pretty bad news twice, right? No split screen couch.
The split screen is huge. That was like a mainstay on 360.
It is a mainstay, but would you actually use it? Couple opportunities missed, probably. But younger, you just bring younger, over like, your monitor and your... PlayStation.
For us 30-year-olds,
Xbox.
I wouldn't miss it because we're all established. We can pay for fucking TV and internet, and we can play with all our friends at all times. But younger kids, as we were when like Halo 3 came out, and we didn't all have access to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Split screen is fucking fantastic. When you don't have families, you just have friends over. Like, yeah, guys are always playing games on TV. Like, that's huge for a younger generation.
I just think you should never... Right. Well, okay, but I think you should never just take a step back. Like, when a fun leisure of split-screen multiplayer was just available, like, how can you ever release a game that doesn't have that availability since then? You're just cutting corners, like, making excuses.
On his butt.
Making excuses.
A step back is relative, meaning, like, you could say that...
Xbox One cannot run the game.
It's ridiculous that you don't zoom by clicking the left stick, because you could say that's a step back, right?
No, but an actual, like, feature, like... I know. Some games don't come with multiplayer, and it's like, that's okay because they're just campaign games.
But what about, like, games that had the first campaign, and they got rid of campaigns? You say it's not a step back because there are multiplayer games anyways, right?
Dude, I'm talking about, like, technically. Like, technical aspects. Like the ability to play on my couch.
Because they're doing it, because it's the power isn't capable of... The Xbox power isn't capable of handling it, it's a problem for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying that all would just decide not to put it in. Fucking come straight out and say, like...
Well, that's bullshit.
We realized a piece of shit.
I disagree.
And it can't fucking do it. So... Like, that's...
They don't want to hurt the Xbox name. They're in a partnership. Yeah,
like,
you know,
so let's agree.
They come up with some whole political... Or not political, but like a marketing scheme. Just say, like... Yeah, it's a thing that passed. Nobody wants to play games on the couch anymore.
Right.
I'm like, fuck yeah, we believe that shit. Oh, wait. Consoles balls.
So let's agree that it's a big issue. At least.
Sure.
For better or for worse. Huge. And then boom, a couple weeks later. Like, the fact that it's not going to launch with the game, I mean, it could be out 2 weeks later. But, I'll bring the same point up on my next bullet, my next game. Like, delays this close to launch are bad news.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But let's they're holding themselves... That. To tight timelines, obviously, if they're cutting out big team battle.
It's got it. Yeah, it's the most important feature.
I usually defend, like, it's okay.
It's the multiplayer.
But this actually annoys me.
Don't play big team.
Oh, well, I don't know. A lot of
people play, like, the competition, like, arena
shit. Yeah, but why is it big team that's not available? Because a lot of people 16v16. And that's when that's where the needle tips and you have to figure shit out. You need to delay.
Yeah.
That's
delay
fucking...
the game.
Well, delay that fucking mode. Delay multiplayer in Halo.
Just cut it
first for the next. Like, this is the first Halo game on fucking Xbox.
They pushed that fucking thing huge.
It's Warzone. Let's fucking take a moment to appreciate that statement. It's the first fucking Halo game on Xbox One, and they're just like, our biggest feature's delayed. Sorry, you can't play with your friends. You know, you can't play. You can't get the classic Halo experience. It's got to be fucking LAN now, or like, yeah, like. God forbid you bring your television to my house and we are in the same room playing the same game.
Listen,
I just feel like I never want to lose that. And they're just saying, nah, it's not going to happen.
I'm okay with a split screen because they're just saying we're not offering it. The fact that they're delaying a feature on a game that we're like anticipating and they set, you know, a target date for it a year ago.
Yeah,
and it's the first one.
No, buddy, their target date should have come fucking 5 years ago.
At E3.
It should have been out last year.
They didn't just show Halo multiplayer. No, they showed Halo 5. What am I saying? Halo 5. They showed the campaign at E3. They went through the campaign shit, and then instead of just showing like the regular multiplayer, they showed Warzone. Like, Warzone's like this huge fucking new feature, and they went on about it for 15 minutes, and they're cutting that out
at launch.
Yeah,
but that is huge to me. Like,
it's massive.
I think about the Master Chief Collection. And I basically didn't play it online because I wanted to play it the first 3 weeks and it didn't work the first 3 weeks. I went back to it and I played it a little bit, but like, you guys, Tim wasn't into it at the time. You know, like, when we were most likely to play a game together is the first 3 weeks after launch.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work the first 3 weeks after launch, it's not going to hook. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
It's just a big misstep. How did they not learn the lesson?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they had case
in
point.
They didn't even make
that game.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Made by somebody else. But like
fine,
it's like Xbox
there.
In general. That right. All they are is fucking promises that don't fall through.
Empty promises.
Like, you think I would be pissed off if they said December 15th was the release date of Halo 5? I'm not gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be like, fine.
All right. Moving on. So the delay is close to launch. Let's talk about fucking Rainbow Six.
What happened there?
It got delayed from the first shooter to be a first person shooter to be out this fall to the last. It got delayed like 6 weeks, and now it's behind fucking Fallout. It's behind Call of Duty.
No one's behind.
It's behind fucking
no one's
Battlefront.
Behind.
It's behind fucking one more.
Just Cause.
Whatever, yeah, but like it went from first to last in the fucking first person shooter fall lineup, like the biggest games of the year.
Ubisoft stock drops 75% after this year. Assassin's Creed's gonna fall on its face. This fucking
game. How sad is that though? That was gonna be a fucking cool game. Mm-hmm. And now it's coming out like a couple weeks after fucking Battlefront and Fallout 3.
I'm gonna own four games that are gonna be amazing before that game even fucking comes out.
Halo, it's after. That's the fourth one. Halo. It launches after Halo now. And it's just like.
And that. Taken King, Destiny.
Oh my god. Like, alright. Hey, are you guys sure about this? Their fucking bullshit is like, you know what? We got some game modes. We want to tighten them up.
No.
Okay, well. Sorry.
We added a new company.
That's the last thing you'll say publicly at your position in that company.
Well, hang on.
This TJ, here it is. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. I got something to say.
Let's hear it.
There's no. They're going to get fucked up. But it is better.
Both y'all need to see
it. To release a game that works and is good than a shitty game before everything else.
I don't know if that's true at this point. Like, in it, only for this example of launch titles. Like, you need. It was the first one. Like,
all they're going to do is collect a bunch of sales up front. And then they're going to. It's going to flatline. No one's going to buy the game.
It's going to happen anyway. The game, like,
at least a good game will sell slowly over
time. You get one season, like, from launch, 3 months later, like, anticipate that you're not selling that game anymore. Like, it's that brief. Like, you've got a tiny window.
You're wrong. Good games will catch and will sell. A shit game.
Can you name two?
Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty.
Every game. What are you talking about? Whoa.
Everyone bought Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty day one.
No, those games sell steadily over time.
No. But, like, I'm saying, okay, maybe I'm getting too, like, meta in the fucking example, but, like, yeah, like, they have no more window.
They do.
No, this is going to hurt them big. I agree.
Everyone who... They should have just launched, and everyone who's been itching for a first-person shooter, it would have been that game.
If it's a huge success,
even if it broke,
people will buy it over and over again. Like, if it's huge and everybody loves it, it will pick up. But
it's not going to be a success because anyone who wants to buy this game has already bought Halo, fucking Call of Duty.
It doesn't have an opportunity to be successful.
Yeah, and that's a big
problem.
Think about this. Think about the opinion people have of Battlefield. Still today, 2 years later,
it didn't work.
Battlefield is fucked. That game is broken.
Yeah.
Because even the first 3 months,
if the game
was broken.
If the game is broken, just launch first. Fucking
no.
Get people to buy it.
You can't get rid of that stain.
Upgrades.
You can't get rid of that stain.
That's what fucking. There was one game that did. Oh, fucking Master Chief Collection. Like, everyone went out and bought it, and they're just like.
For one game.
Dude, Master Chief Collection, I feel like, did not sell well. I don't know actually if it did, but I feel like.
What was that game?
They did it wrong. They should have fucking delayed. They probably would be doing better right now.
But everyone who doesn't, like, people aren't going to fucking see Master Chief Collection and think, like, I'm unhappy with this. I'm not buying Halo 5. They're
not,
just going to go
ahead
and buy Halo 5 anyway.
I'm talking about the game
that's
itself.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been Rainbow 7. God. Just get the game out. Sell as many as you can. Turn yourself around. But now
no one's going to buy the next game if it's shit.
But no one's going to buy it anyway. Because they're going to call it shit.
With Ubisoft, they fucking... People will buy it no matter what.
Case in point, is anyone buying Metal Gear on Friday?
It comes out Friday?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
First.
1 week?
Yeah, it comes out like next week.
Holy shit.
I could be wrong. Give me, give or take a week.
I'm not going
to buy it. I'm not into it at all.
I didn't play...
That's what I'm saying.
The first...
No, so like, look, there's a, like
instead
a,
of just
a tiny fan base. I mean, it's a huge fan base, but it's a very like strict person who plays Metal Gear.
Wow, you know what? This really does segue right into our top five franchise enders.
Let's do it. Does it?
Fucking, yeah. Metal Gear... Phantom Pain is the last Metal Gear game.
I thought we were talking about, like, a bad...
Are you predicting?
No. I'm
franchise
saying...
Killer?
I'm just saying... Yeah, but in this case,
franchise killer, right?
In this case, it's
what
a franchise killer.
The franchise?
I'm being very loose, because many of my games, the franchises are still going strong.
But there's been a lot of shitty ones.
It's pretty much a shitty... sequels, okay. In my mind.
Okay.
All right, well, how many do I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll have 11.
Holy
and
fuck.
What I'm thinking about is, like, yeah, I'm thinking about mostly it's just never been the same since that. That was the one that topped it, and because they weren't able to recreate that or, like, step it up, that pretty much killed the franchise. Situations like that, and then also just train wrecks.
Yeah. I have just train wrecks that have, like, bounced back.
How many do you have?
6, I guess.
Okay, five. So I should go first and then last?
Yeah, why not? Let's do that.
Okay. Chad, you don't have any that come to mind?
Yeah, I've got fucking plenty. Right off the top of my head.
Off the top of your head?
Let me see one. Battlefield Hardline.
Oh, yeah, holy shit.
There's never going to be a Battlefield Hardline 2. And that fucking company that makes another franchise ender, if I can spoil it, Dead Space 3, they ruined Dead Space with number 3.
Oh, you think
Whoa.
So? With number 3?
Buddy.
You said you loved 3.
A lot of people just
I think there could be like a next-gen Dead Space. Will there ever be a next-gen Dead Space? Wow.
Didn't people complain about Dead Space 2?
Because those guys are going to make fucking Star Wars games.
Dead Space 1 was great. Everybody liked it. Dead Space 2 was fucking unbelievable.
Oh.
And Dead Space 3 was
Can I replace your first one with Dead Space 3?
What do you mean?
Well, Dead Space 3 wasn't your franchise ender. It was,
I had two. Because it was made by the same developer.
Oh, what's the one you were just talking about?
Hardline?
Hardline, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, there's never going to be another
one. That was a good one.
Buddy, we all know the story about Hardline.
I mean, it's only last the franchise minute. Ender because it, like...
Fuck, we need to pool our resources.
The first one.
And make Battlefield.
Yeah, it's like saying a movie that never got a sequel.
Yeah.
Daredevil 1.
Like, they wanted to make a franchise. They planned on these guys being
okay.
Battlefield every other year. But no.
That's a good one. I'll go one movie and then move on in the games. Because do you have more games than movie?
Half and half.
Half and Whoa. Half? Really? Wow.
Maybe 4 movies.
Do you want to get our movie ones out of the way?
Sure.
Because then we'll talk, I don't know. Talk
about games. I had a hard time ordering, so I don't give a fuck what order I do this in.
All right, you know what? Chad, I mean, you're working off the top of your head. Why don't you just keep going until you're done? I'll tell you if you hit my list.
Okay.
Well, since you put me on the spot here, do you want to not do that?
His mind is blank.
No, I've got one, but...
He wants to save it. All right, go, Joe.
I'll word it.
Let's rotate.
All right, TJ, what do you got?
Oh, I'll pick a shitty one off my list.
Maybe I should go. Should I go like this?
Does it matter that much?
Yeah, because I have more, right?
Go ahead.
What is that, Closed Circuit?
Daisy Chain, yes.
It's not Daisy Chain.
But it's Daisy Chain to you and then back to you to
Sure, it's Daisy Chain.
All right. Spider-Man 3.
It's like a pendulum.
Ooh.
Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 2.
Sam Raimi 2? Had some good shit going on. I thought 2 was a classic.
Everyone likes 2.
Oh my god, that train Never sequence was a moose. But and then all of a sudden, yeah, they wanted too much. They wanted more villains. They wanted all this shit. And, you know, sorry, Spider-Man 3, but you killed it.
Yep.
Go on, TJ. That's how I'm gonna end all of mine.
But you killed it.
You guys are Donnie Darko fans?
A bit. I was a big fan back, you know, when the movie came out.
Yeah.
I love that movie still.
I got on the train a bit late, maybe like 2 years after it came out, and I loved it in my youth. And there was a sequel, S. Darko.
Killed it.
Was Dogface in it?
Yeah, that chick, right?
His actual sister?
Yeah.
Really? Megan Gyllenhaal?
Oh. No. It's
Dogface.
It's sister from the...
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is Dogface in the first one.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a dog face. You didn't notice that?
She has a face like a dog.
Yeah. That is a huge story point. You didn't pick up on that? That's the alternate dimension that the plane came from, Dogface Land. Going back to me,
that movie was really bad.
Yeah,
killed the franchise.
Wow. It wasn't really a franchise, but I don't know. It was just, I think maybe, it almost makes you think they got lucky with the first one, seeing that movie. Like they're trying.
Well, hold on. It was a different director. It was a different.
Doom
it was
from
like
the start to make.
No.
To make
fucking
a sequel.
Buddy.
To make a sequel.
I don't remember his.
Okay.
I don't remember his name, but he didn't go on to make the sequel. The guy who directed the first one.
Hmm.
He just kind of like
killed himself like 3 minutes later.
No, he made Donnie Darko and then he made another weird movie and it was really bad. I can't remember the name right now, but his career kind of fell apart after that. Like, he never made another movie that was Donnie Darko. But, like, the franchise Donnie Darko was just picked up by the fucking studio that owned the rights and said, new director, new fucking writer, like, write a sequel to this guy's Donnie Darko movie. Just trying to pick up on it.
So it was just bullshit to begin with. It was
never, yeah, it was never, like, the creative vision was for him to make a sequel. I really
want to know Donnie Darko's fucking follow-up movie. Donnie Darko director's follow-up movie.
Shit. Okay, I'll figure that out. But
I'll look it up.
No, let me. I'll look it up right now. But my next one, Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. You know, they. I don't think Star Wars, like, critically or credibility or like integrity of the franchise retained itself after The Phantom Menace. Like anything that we've obviously, like, the reaction to the new movies is how much they're back like the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So if it would have, if you know, George Lucas made other decisions and decided he wanted to continue to own fucking Lucasfilm, you know, it would have continued to go down that spiral, you know, under his fucking leadership. But, like, the reason it's invigorated is because it's a new director, new vision, all that stuff. So, yeah, pretty much killed the franchise.
Me, personally, I like to calmly disagree.
Well,
I think
if George Lucas released Episode 7 at this point, you'd be like, it's going to be cool, but, like, I don't expect it to be, like, as to have as much integrity. Yeah,
another,
like,
Star Wars built by George Lucas, now.
Exactly. So, like, essentially that movie killed it. You know, like, he had to sell his company before Star Wars would get credibility again.
Phantom Menace is one of the best movies of all time.
I know it is.
It's in my
but,
top five.
But do you agree that, it that like, you and I are the minority in thinking that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and it
the
killed
it. The world hates it.
To the point where, like,
best movies of all time.
Fucking Revenge of the Sith wasn't. Well, you know what? Revenge of the Sith was, like, a big hit, but Attack of the Clones certainly wasn't. It's the lowest grossing Star Wars movie. It's like, it was just.
I did still enjoy
it. I mean, that's a. It's a fucking. Among leaders in sales, but yeah, it was the lowest of all these.
Mace is back, sucker.
Oh, it was a cool movie. Phantom Menace. Now, I'm gonna look up who directed Donnie Darko while you give your next one, Chad.
I like it. Resident Evil 6.
Yep.
On my list.
On my list as well.
You know what? It's not on my list. But go on, and I'll tell you why.
I mean, I would. Because number five's on there? I would say that, like, number five would probably have started that. Because a lot of people fell off at five. Yep. I personally loved it.
Richard Kelly. But yeah, go on. Richard Kelly, the second movie he made.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one after Donnie.
Yeah, it's oh, fuck. Anyways, he's got upcoming projects. Like, oh, Southland Tales. It was terrible. Oof. But yeah, I completely agree. And that was on my list, Resident Evil 5, because it was the beginning of the end. Like, I couldn't blame Resident Evil 4. Like, Resident Evil 4 was a masterpiece, I feel like, but Resident Evil 5 just kind of copied it.
And fall from grace so hard.
Yeah.
Like I still liked it, but I wasn't like, this isn't.
I feel like Resident Evil 5 worked only because it was the sequel to Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And if it would have been just like Zombie Town, then Zombie Town 2, which is Resident Evil 6, like, it would just be like, okay, there's no more Zombie Town games. But because it was the sequel to Resident Evil 4.
Also broken.
Yeah, yeah, 6? You're right.
Yeah.
Didn't break for me.
Oh, the fucking multiplayer, like, the PvP is so bad in those games.
They kept showing, like, so many cutscenes where you're waiting for somebody else to show up, like one of the characters to run up, but they've been stuck on a piece of block from miles away.
Oh.
So you're like, we're ready to go anytime.
I don't think that's why it sucks, though.
Standing at like a...
Man, Resident Evil 5 is so good. I'm just thinking about it.
I played through the game so like...
Oh, I platinumed.
And then I got to the last chapter, didn't beat it, and gave it back to Dan.
I got 100% on Xbox 360.
Mercenaries were amazing.
You know what? That was one of my first 100%. And then I downloaded the fucking PvP DLC, and it added 400 points, and my fucking score was no longer 100%. I still had the little fucking check mark.
PlayStation's the same way.
PlayStation will give you a platinum trophy.
I'm equating the check mark to a platinum.
Yeah, but the platinum is at least saying platinum instead of my fucking thing showing 1,000 out of 1,400.
Yeah.
Forever. It's a nice little platinum trophy. Any DLC that comes out, it's like, hey, you still did it, buddy. You fucking conquered our game. Okay. And we didn't make you pay for it. Ooh, they made me pay for those fucking Cheevos, and I was not having it. Resident Evil 6. All right, yep. So that's me again, right?
So.
My next one is Star Fox Adventures. Not really that important, but I think the obvious case is that they never were really able to recreate Star Fox 64. And they whored out the fucking franchise to the point where, like, it didn't... Like, now people expected land battles and
Star
fucking...
Star Fox Adventures is so good.
It's not that good. It's a strange Zelda clone.
It's in my top five.
It's not in your top five.
As he says for the sixth time today.
It is not in your top five. And, so yeah, good. And people...
That's your new slogan.
Buddy, it was in my top five. So many people fucking, you know, like, you expect something different. Like, you don't expect just an on-rails, cool, like, tunnel fucking flight simulate, like, shooter, like, with leaderboards and shit. It's just...
Does anyone feel like they're doing that for the next Star Fox game? They got that other, like, weird transform into, like, some kind of land vehicle. When I saw that, I was like, oh,
don't do that. You can do that at any point and just sit back and just fucking rape the skies. Game sucks.
No, it's a fucking on rails. Let's get cool. Like, it's the fucking Death Star Trench Run. Every fucking level is your on rails version of the Death Star Trench Run.
You're right.
Dodging,
just
shooting.
Hit
buddy,
as hard as you
absolutely.
Can kill as many
it's like,
characters as
you can. I need to fly right, I need to fly right so I can kill this enemy, but there's like a tree there, so I gotta fucking dodge it, or like buildings. Like, they're so, like, eloquently built, and then, like, they make you struggle to be fucking, like, to get the gold fucking ribbons and all that shit. Like, that's leaderboards, but it's on the cartridge. Like, just fucking compare me with my friends. That's all I ask you to do. And they got their head in the wrong place. No, it's got to have fucking story. It's got to be like about Fox and his stupid fucking cat girlfriend and weird dinosaurs and what's Pippi up to. Fuck it, Peppy.
Pippi.
Fuck it. Just give me the fucking plane. Anyway, yeah.
Was a good game.
Anyway, you got one.
Yeah.
While I erase Resident Evil 5 from my list.
Sure. Final Fantasy 14.
Oh,
tremendous flop.
Wait, is that the online one?
Yep. The second online one. Wow. Tremendously broken.
Wait, I thought they re-released it and it's like one of the best games of all time.
Yeah. They did.
It's my top five.
And that's what I say. It was a train wreck. But it took them 2 years to rebuild that game.
Yeah.
Because they tried so hard to be something unique.
You know,
it just didn't work.
You used the word franchise killer.
I know.
Is Final Fantasy XIV's poor performance going to dissuade people from Final Fantasy XV?
No.
Is it a franchise killer or is it just a bad game?
Well, and even the failure of was made prime in the 14 re-release.
14 Reborn, exactly. Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't compare 14 to 15 because 15 is going to be offline versus MMO, but comparing it to Reborn is applicable. They're two MMOs. And they did fine when they re-released. So it's not a killer. And that's why I say, like, just train wrecks appear on my list. Like, I'm literally going to buy Resident Evil 7. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'd watch another Donnie Darko movie if they came out with one. Or something
like
that.
Another good point. So, yeah, wow. I'll do one that Chad might not have any interest in. Burnout 3.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
I think Burnout 3 was the only one I played.
Yeah, because Burnout 2 was a GameCube game. I don't know what other console it was on. I'm sure it was multi-platform, but like, it was tight, like, almost simulation, like street driving. Like, it was really gruesome with like the turns you had to take, and like you'd have to take on ramps onto freeways in the opposite direction, and just dodge like vroom, 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 like dodging through cars, and like, and crashing was everything in this game. Like, it's all about near misses, like swinging by cars and just like near miss, near miss, near miss. Your like burnout meter is going up. Like, every time you get a cool one or like a drift is another fucking like plus one.
Okay.
As soon as your meter fills up, you have NOS for like an extended amount of time. Like, you can upgrade the amount of time you get NOS on.
Okay.
And like, when you fucking, and it's all like, you're on the freeway and there's so many near misses because you're fucking dodging them, like, like you're just shooting through them on the fucking freeway in the wrong direction, that your burnout meter fills up and you just fucking go for it, and now you're doing that same thing like super speed. And here's the fucking kicker and why it was the franchise killer, because when you crashed, it was like life-threatening scary. Like, your car would just stop and you're like a realistic looking heavy fucking crash, and all the windows would bust out and your fucking car would just crunch like forward, and you're like, oh my god. Like, you just, you, all of a sudden, like, you're going wrong direction on the freeway and you hit a fucking semi, and it's just like, and like, your car would just move in such a realistic heavy way that it was like disgusting. And
so the crash mechanic was too real and it killed the franchise.
Yeah. Well, no. But in everyone realized like the crashing
Burnout
was
3.
Like the fucking Burnout 2 was the killer. The crashing was so awesome.
2 was the killer.
Yeah, so like everyone realized the crashing was so awesome and it just turned into like how many car wrecks can you create? Like what is the value of your like spins in the air? Like it would just it made the crashes cartoony again and it never came back from that. Like that weird simulation racer with just gross crashes.
So and you're calling it a killer because it lost the simulation aspect.
Yeah, and it went from one company to like EA, like in between Burnout 2 and Burnout 3, and then those guys started making Need for Speed games.
I see.
So like it was the
Criterion.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Criterion, and it was like their like well, whatever. It was just like
Need for Speed isn't simulation at all either, though.
But like this one, I want to look up fucking Burnout
3. See, I played Burnout 3, and Burnout 3 was like you would race and you would crash your opponents, and when you did,
and you officially like crashed off the road,
it would like slow down and like epic. That was awesome.
In Burnout 2, if you like clipped your back tire, it would just go like, and then you'd fucking crash, and it was like a scary like automobile accident.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, and I don't think they were never able to recreate that tension because like you could like if you hit your NOS you would just fly through traffic like the fucking like a tremor from that fucking Kevin Bacon movie. Anyway, that's my Burnout 3 was another one of mine.
Burnout 2.
Chad, you go.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, I'll rapid fire one. Yeah. That might be on all of our lists. Matrix Reloaded.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Oh boys.
Matrix Reloaded. So it's on both your lists. TJ, why don't you tell me about it a little bit?
I actually wasn't as disappointed with the other Matrix, Revolutions and Reloaded, as everyone else was, but it's so obvious that it's a killer. Like, everyone regards it as, I don't know, it just doesn't have that, like, sense of discovery of what is the Matrix and everything, and it's just, I don't know. It had a lot of action in it, which is nice.
Man. Yeah, it wasn't smart at all. It didn't make you think at all. I don't think you don't go back to the Matrix to watch like.
I don't think there was any Matrix in the third Matrix. Were they ever inside the Matrix?
Hold on.
Matrix? Oh, only for his fight.
Was it Reloaded, Revolutions, or Revolutions?
I'm thinking of the sequel.
Reloaded
but
and then Revolutions.
That's what I thought.
My pick was the sequel.
Number two.
But by the end, like, the Matrix was just a joke for only fucking Neo and Smith to fight in.
Exactly.
Like there was no Matrix.
Yeah,
the cool part was about them getting into the fucking program and like manipulating.
The really cool
and fighting
part was explaining that like that aspect of like you're a drone and you're inside like this fake reality.
Oh,
that,
my God.
That was the biggest discovery about that.
But they called the human race a virus too. Like,
yeah,
it's
like,
they're literally.
What else does that, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah, but they're literally going into the system as a virus and trying to manipulate it. Like they are a virus and like just bringing that like. Like into the fucking like
very smart.
Smith is like cool. Is the fucking
they use
computer
them as batteries and they give the illusion of choice
yeah.
And all these like they had to you know iterations where there was no choice and everything was utopia but it didn't work so they had all that shit was from the first one right
yeah and then the fucking sequels are just about like protecting Zion. I don't fucking care about
that. That was a story that they were building to tell. It's just that the discovery aspect of the first and the whole universe is all that was. That made that movie what it was. You know, that's the problem.
The action was also, like, fucking fantastic.
It was amazing.
Like, you know what they call that?
I think they lost that fact.
There's a cliche, boys.
Hubris, I know what you're saying.
No. Style over substance. That's where they went.
They thought what sold was the action. So they just went fucking all out.
Because that fucking bullet dodge scene, they're like, oh, we'll just have 20,000 Mr. Smiths fighting them and they'll dodge them all.
You're so amazing.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, he's right.
They look terrible.
You think so? Oh, the Smiths were pretty rubbery.
The first time they showed that thing, I was able to see through the cracks. Like,
really?
That looks terrible.
Well, the first time I was in. Now it's
they're,
it looks
just
horrible.
Like the most rubbery. Like,
I'm sure. Yeah, it's so dated because it's just early
even
fucking
the time
CGI.
Terrible,
and,
like, I was like, no.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah, anytime I saw like CGI fucking.
What about those fucking ghosts?
What's that guy's name?
And that fucking
what's the actor's
accordion
name? Keanu.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, first CGI Keanu I saw, I was like, thanks.
It looks so bad.
It's like a video game.
I feel like we gotta move on. A couple throwaways. Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour.
Destroyed it.
Tiger Woods hadn't played it in years. They took a year off, tried to reflect, release a new game with a new brand, and they show me that they don't care about golf in a golf game. So, sorry, I don't trust you again. You lost me at 06. You lost me at Tiger Woods 06. I haven't been back since. First fucking beautiful. Give me the fucking whole golf course. I want to smell the fucking grass. Next gen shit.
And now we got teleporting swans.
That's all we got. We got teleporting swans. Fuck you. I no longer trust the PGA franchise, PGA Tour franchise.
That's a good one.
You better go. I only have 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Okay.
I got one.
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Really? Like the newest one?
Yeah, it was...
it's too bad, man.
Big disappointment. You know what? Even coming off of Breaking Bad and having Cranston and everything, and they just, oh, we're going to kill him. And a couple minutes in.
The movie. Fuck, that movie was the movie. Terrible.
It's,
I feel like Godzilla's...
It's not actually a franchise killer because...
I feel like Godzilla's evergreen. Like, they can do another Godzilla game.
Every time
I play
it, there's no way it's that bad. Like, dude, it's one of the worst movies.
I just didn't want to believe it.
It's in my low five.
It's in my bottom five.
Worst five of all time.
I love this new Chad. Next. Here's a controversial one. Controversial. Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Now Kotor's being remade.
No. Do you really believe that there's going to be another fucking Knights of the Old Republic game after that?
Yeah.
It's BioWare.
They got multiple BioWare.
Yeah, but games. They already have an Old Republic era game, and it's already going on, and they already want you to pay for it. Why would they launch? Why would they release Skyrim now? Because fucking, you know, like Elder Scrolls Online just came out. Yeah. They're not gonna fucking do that, and I feel like
they definitely will.
You feel like the Old Republic is gonna resist?
Elder Scrolls game that's offline
in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking. Okay, yeah, 4 or 5 years. That's a long fucking time, dude.
The older
that's
Republic,
a franchise
the
kill.
Republic is different from Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not asking you to agree with my choice. I just want to know how you feel about it. And
now you know.
Now I know.
You got another one, Chad?
Assault Heroes for the Xbox 360.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It was one of the first like, twin stick shooters. It came out with. everything like Geometry Wars, Hexic, like the launch of 360.
What is it called?
Assault Heroes. I've got no voice left. Where's it going?
Imagine that was the last thing you said on this fucking episode.
Was it like the second game of a series?
The second game what killed it. It was the worst game. It was terrible.
Okay.
Perfect Dark Zero.
Oh, I never played it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fuck, that game's bad.
Perfect Dark could have been Halo.
They tried.
It was there. It was Xbox's in-house first person.
That's what they marketed it as when 360 came out.
Yeah.
Like, to be the king of all multiplayer.
Perfect Dark Zero. Sorry, Perfect Dark. No more. No more games. We have Halo now.
Yeah.
And what a fine Halo it is.
Halo
and
Gears.
And Rare, as a fucking company... has never recovered from that particular loss.
Yeah. Well, Piñata was dope. Banjo Nuts and Bolts was terrible.
We're coming to an end, guys, obviously.
It hurts.
All right, how many more do you got?
I got one more.
All right, well, let me go again because I have two more.
Oh, you want to steal mine? Go ahead.
No, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. Sorry, I'm no longer...
I'm watching 5, though.
No, I know.
Like 2 weeks.
But it's not going to be the same. Tony Hawk 3 was like the most important game I had on fucking GameCube.
It was the best fucking game. It's the reason why I bought like...
Tony Hawk 2 was one of the...
One and two were amazing.
Tony Hawk 2 was one of the biggest games of all time.
Yeah, it's true. Tony Hawk 3, I bought a PlayStation 2 for.
Yes. And I bought a GameCube. And the fuck, my launch GameCube game was Tony Hawk 3. Yeah. And I ate that shit up.
I paid $500.
I played it for months. PlayStation 2. I played it... Forever. I played it as long as I had GameCube.
You remember until the 4K end of the game when your character is fucking maxed out and just fucking flying in the air, just doing 1,000 tricks, and then coming down. How good that felt.
All, yeah, and every level is like It's got those fucking multipliers. Like,
gonna be amazing.
Jesus Christ, Tony Hawk 2.
They're going back to Tony Hawk 1.
You can finally manual in between, like a fucking, like, talk about, like,
the combo.
It was, yeah, like 3D Ollie Ollie, honest to God, which sounds weird because Ollie Ollie came second, but that's what it was.
Yeah, it was just,
it was a 3D
like,
Ollie Ollie.
Find the fucking gaps and like integrating gaps into your lines, fucking leveled up your multiplier.
Find the best.
Oh my
the best God.
It was so fucking good.
Games
anyway, imagine that with like a reset point like they have in Skate, you know, like doing it right with proper
skate,
yeah,
like mechanics.
Skate
mechanics,
was retarded. I don't know where my next Skate game is, but please and thank you. Like that's the only thing I don't want. That's the only thing I want that doesn't exist.
Would you cry? Like
I would honestly it would be
when
done
when they announced Skyrim. I was like, yes. If they do Skate 3, like, just that's a total fucking surprise.
Buddy, like that was one of my top games of Xbox 360. Skate 2.
Skate 2 demo.
No, it was Skate 2. I had Skate 2. The demo of Skate 3 I played indefinitely.
Oh, Skate 3 demo.
Skate 3 demo I played probably more than any other game that I played on Xbox 360. yeah, TJ, go on.
All right. The last one I got on my list is Hangover 2.
Oh my god.
Did you Google that one? Did you Google that?
I saw Hangover 3 on the list, but 2 ruined it for me.
2 was fucking terrible.
It was bad.
2
it was Hangover again.
Yeah, exactly. If Hangover 2 came out as Hangover 1, it would have been phenomenal. But it was the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
Over again.
The exact same movie.
They tried to change it up in 3, but it was still the same.
Buddy, there could have been, there's so many cool places that you could take like a group of degenerates, like hard-hitting fucking like partiers.
I roofied you again.
Put them in like different situations and like different like just not make it about like we lost someone. It was just they lost a guy again,
right?
And tried to remember what happened the night before again,
right?
Like you build substance in the first one and then just like make sure it's funny. That's the same thing with fucking Matrix. It's build all the content and then just make sure the action's heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just, really? Are you telling me this?
It's like they felt they had to stay true to the Hangover concept where they're chasing back what happened. And we would have been okay without that.
It's 100% different than the fucking greatest sequel of all time, The Empire Strikes Back. It's like what Empire does and what Hangover does is polar opposites. And that's the good example. Those are like, how good is your sequel?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to compare those.
Hang on to
comedy
ones.
I got one.
Not.
You got one.
Battle of the Five Armies.
Well, my last one that I saved was
that
The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey.
Unexpected Journey was amazing.
Unexpected Journey and Battle of the Five Armies were the same movie, though. Like they were filmed at... They were both filmed as one movie. That's two.
Desolation of Smog, it goes 1, 2, 3 for me. Like, Unexpected Journey, I loved. They had all my favorite stuff. Everything I wanted to see, it was all in there. I liked it. It was funny. It was good.
Well,
Smog got kind of really cartoony and stupid towards the end. And the worst was just 3. 3 was... I couldn't believe it. For me to say a Hobbit movie or anything by Peter Jackson's bad, like... Fuck.
Yeah.
He's made some really bad movies, though.
Well, I mean, I reference Star Wars in the same way. You know, like, and you're like, no way, fucking Phantom Menace is cool, like, and I'm just thinking, like, yeah, but the integrity of the franchise died with Phantom Menace, and I feel like you're talking about something similar. Like, I think, like, Unexpected Journey wasn't horrible, but it certainly wasn't Fellowship. You know what I mean? Like, it was just kind of like, and content aside, like how,
I'm just happy to be in that world. I think that's what it was.
That's like, what I brought to it too. Yeah.
Here we are, fucking 12 years later, and I'm back in Bag End.
Yeah.
Like, this is my favorite movie. Like I was fucking in tears. Like I can't believe it.
But you can understand what other people thought about
it. Oh yeah, exactly.
You know? So, and like
if that
it
was
it's
the first
it's all about
franchise. It wouldn't be that good.
Yeah, like the integrity of the fucking trilogy of the saga. Like if there was no original trilogy Star Wars, like, then Phantom Menace is just like fucking John Carter on Mars. Like, it's just some weird fucking stupid action movie, and it's like, well, that wasn't that good. And something that's not leaning on like it being the biggest franchise of all time, if Phantom Menace is just like Star Battle,
yeah,
it'd be a fucking B movie. Yeah. Like, I mean, Pod Race is pretty sick.
Pod Race is sick.
I like Darth Maul. He looks pretty cool. There's a good, like, Ewan McGregor can fucking sword fight. It's great. But it and that whole feeling of the CGI heavy Lord of the Rings films, and like not as frightening or not as like impactful.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, it was the thorn. So like that's why I picked Unexpected Journey because it was first. But I think Desolation of Smaug was amazing. So obviously, like there was great content in there, just maybe not like three movies worth. And yeah, like fucking Battle of Five Armies, just
Smaug, it's not that good.
It's not really about the end. It's like the content's really great. Like there's more. I feel
it's
like
all
there's
really bad parts.
No, but I feel like there's more Bilbo on screen. Like more of Bilbo's story happens in Smaug. Like
there's a lot of good,
his like
of good parts
huge
of that,
arc
when they're walking through the woods and the spider scene. That was really awesome.
Just him starting to question.
Yeah,
things.
He starts to freak out. Like he looks at his feet and he's walking backwards.
Yeah,
but yeah, he gets the ring at the end of the first one, and like all of his progression and like and how the ring's affecting him and the importance of that is all in Smaug. Like fucking all Battle of Five Armies is the last scene of Smaug. So like any like content, so you know, like any oh geez, really?
If they stuck to two movies.
I feel like it would be mostly Smaug.
Replace the fucking time. Making of the Gold with the Battle of the Five Armies, and then you would
Exactly.
You could do a cut of the last two movies.
Oh, well, as soon as my fucking time trials are running out, man. I need a fucking good pirate of
Dolby Premier. Yeah.
And Ableton, too. Ableton's cocking out on me. It's cocking out.
Oh, I got a ripped copy.
All right, cool.
It's in Windows 10.
I don't know. Everything's telling me like need to authorize and shit.
You guys know what Indiegogo is?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Minas Tirith, whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the free...
Is it like
$2
billion dollars or something?
No, it's £2 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like $4 billion. Oh, trying to recreate the city. Do you see what the number one contributor gets? Like, if you, what is it, £100,000?
The fucking penthouse?
You get a lordship of the city. You get access to like private areas and everything but private residences, basically.
Private areas?
No, you get access to full access to the city.
All the coolest games are in this place.
Dude,
private.
How far along is this actually?
Oh, it's never gonna happen. £81,000.
Buddy, there's a fucking Star Wars land now.
In Disneyland?
In Disney World and Disneyland. There's just a Star Wars fucking block. Think about that. Cool shit, man. That's a huge expansion. Like oh, now we got Harry Potter.
Now we got Marvel and Star Wars. I wonder if one
is that your last one?
I was just making a comment. Yeah, it was my last one. Hangover wasn't my last one.
Oh, Hangover was?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, I was just about to say, with Unexpected Journey, I am out.
I'm
so,
probably the two I can think of anything, so.
That's
I know there's something huge I'm missing.
But our listeners will fill the gaps in.
There were a lot of
ArrangeMode.com.
We're
sequels.
Relying on it.
There were so many bad sequels.
Franchise enders.
So many out there. So let us know. Is that it?
If you want to comment, go to ArrangeMode.com. And my name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
And I'm TJ.
ArrangeMode out.